Kristen Beltzer. She's the Vice President of Government Relations for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony, and yourself?
How'd I drag you up this early?
I'm telling you what, my work day's already started, so you didn't drag me up.
Oh, all right. Well, you're on your second or third cup of coffee then.
You got that right. That's exactly right.
Very good. How many members are currently with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce?
We have about 1,100 in the Tri-County area, so that would cover Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County.
And what's your job?
You know, I handle the government relations for the Lansing Regional Chamber as well as the public affairs. So I help kind of oversee all of the policy and the opportunities to get involved in the political arena. And then also in terms of our marketing and communications, I kind of oversee that as well in terms of making sure that those events and programs that we are administering are getting out to our membership and talking about the value that it brings to members in terms of business education and that type of thing.
From your perspective, is Governor Rick Snyder and his administration doing all that they can do to help business in the mid-Michigan area?
You know, we certainly think so at the Lansing Regional Chamber. We not necessarily line up exactly on everything, but we admire the fact that we've got a governor who's come in, he's put out a plan, he said he's going to do something, he's sticking to it, and we like to see that progress is being made, that they're moving forward, that business is going to have a little attention, and certainly want to encourage the governor to continue doing what's best in terms of growing this state.
Kristen, what can a government do to help business?
Well, you know, I certainly think there's things to do in terms of taxes and making sure that businesses are allowed to keep money so that they can pay employees, that they can have a little job creation. That's important. We want to see money going towards economic development, and that's one of the things that we're paying close attention to in Lansing, watching a lot of these projects come up in terms of the power station now with the accident fund and what Pat Gillespie is doing with his armory project over on the east side. And so we think there's a lot of opportunity for Lansing. There's a lot of growth potential, and we're going to continue to push that.
I keep reading how business has money and they can hire, but with this uncertain economy, they're holding on to it to see what's going to happen. Would you agree with that?
Well, to a certain degree, I think that people are thinking that we're starting to move out of the recession a little bit, that money is starting to flow a little bit. We continue to watch those numbers and what happens through the Tri-County region. I think that people are starting to ease up a little bit and feeling a little bit better, and that's why you're starting to see some more movement.
You know, we talked with someone this morning from Galaxy Solutions, a company that is based out of New Jersey, but they have a big office in Detroit, and they need IT employees. They need more than 100, and they can't find enough. Is there anything that the chamber is doing to try and not only help folks find jobs, but to get the training for people to fill positions like that?
Well, we certainly stay in touch with our universities. We stay in touch with Lansing Community College and the types of programs that they're offering. I think that they're trying to push students towards those types of careers. And you find, Tony, people go out and sometimes in terms of careers that may not be sustaining right now, and trying to push kids towards those types of job opportunities and careers so that they can stay in this region. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's something critical that we need to keep an eye on. But I know that the business community is working with the universities and the community colleges to make sure that kids are getting into those particular spots and they're getting trained. So I think that the region's trying to do the best it can.
We're talking with Kristen Beltzer, who is the Vice President of Government Relations for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. The Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce has announced its endorsements for the 4 seats on the Lansing City Council, and we will be voting for this on November 8th. Is it important for the chamber to get involved with endorsements of candidates?
Absolutely it is. And, you know, we feel very good. Our LRC PAC over the last 2 years has endorsed 34 of 38 candidates who have been able to get into office or get reelected. We think that we have a vital role in this community to kind of lead in terms of finding people who are going to get into office, who are going to be pro-business, pro-economic development, people who want to see growth. Because when you have that growth, then you have job creation. And we want people to be able to stay here. We want people to be able to work. And so it's very important for us to be involved.
Well, you want people on your side, too, when you've got these issues that could help the chamber.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, we have an obligation to look out for our membership, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And so the people that we're getting behind, we feel, have a very good vision for the city council. That's what we're specifically talking about at this particular point in time. We've had the opportunity to endorse newcomer Rory Nooner and newcomer Tom Stewart for those at-large seats. And then we are supporting the re-election of the current council president, Aylin Robinson, as well as then Lynn Martinez in the first ward.
All right. Why those four? Pick specifics from those folks.
Well, you know what? Let's start with Rory. And Rory's got a good vision in terms of what she'd like to see in with that council. And one of them is reducing those the council meetings. There's too many of them right now. She believes that not a lot of work's getting done. There's an opportunity to save dollars with doing that, kind of allowing special time for people to make announcements during those council meetings, but really focusing and honing in on the business at hand for the council, and so having a plan for that. Rory's got a great background in terms of what she brings from a experience in the work world. She works for the Transportation for Michigan, which is a diverse statewide coalition working to give all Michiganders access to safe, affordable transportation. So we really feel strongly that she's got a good vision, obviously can come with a little bit of civility. I think that's badly needed on that council. Tom Stewart, the same way, has got a strong business background. Tom, too, has been heavily involved in the Lansing community and is with Young, Smart, and Global right now. Aylin Robinson, we think, has worked exceptionally well under some very difficult circumstances and has tried to lead that council and try and keep the people balanced a little bit in terms of moving the city forward. And then, of course, Lynn Martinez, who has had a great deal of experience in the state legislature.
All right, Kristen, we appreciate your time. It's great talking with you. I've got a lot of other questions, but we're kind of pressed for time. I appreciate you. We will be in touch. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joey.